This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's making history, say the Democrats. It's robbing Americans, say the Republicans. A big economic package is on its way to the House after the Senate passed it over the weekend.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Kamala Harris, who cast the tie-breaking vote, announcing the legislative victory. The estimated $740 billion package is less ambitious than President Biden's original domestic goals, but it embodies deep-rooted party dreams of slowing global warming, moderating pharmaceutical costs, and taxing big corporations. The House seems on track to provide final congressional approval when it returns briefly from summer recess Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Parts of eastern Kentucky that flooded after heavy rainfall more than a week ago may get more rain for much of this week. Susan Polis is the mayor of Fleming Neon, Kentucky, and she says so much has already been lost.
We had department stores. We had grocery stores. We had restaurants. We had dry cleaners. We had a theater. We had a shoe shop.
President and Mrs. Biden will be in Kentucky today to meet with the families and survey the damage. Authorities in Albuquerque, New Mexico, are investigating the killings of four Muslim men. They need help finding a vehicle believed to be connected to the killings. It's a dark gray or silver four-door Volkswagen with dark tinted windows and appears from a photograph to be a Jetta. At least nine people were wounded in a shooting outside a Cincinnati bar early Sunday. None are critical. A polar bear attacked a campsite this morning on a remote Norway island, injuring a French tourist. But the injuries are not life-threatening. This is AP News. Now the latest on the war in Ukraine.
At least one grain ship has arrived in port as fighting continues in Ukraine. A tugboat guided the Turkish-flagged cargo ship PolarNet, laden with corn from Ukraine, as cameras captured its arrival at the port of Derinja, southeast of Istanbul. The ship left Chernomorsk on Friday. It became the first to arrive of a dozen authorized so far under a deal to unblock Ukraine's grain supplies. Meanwhile, the Russian military shelled seven regions in Ukraine, killing five people and injuring 20 more, according to the Office of Ukraine's president. Russia and Ukraine traded accusations over who fired on the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant on Saturday, an attack condemned by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Any attack to a nuclear plant is a suicidal thing, and I hope that those attacks will end.
I'm Jennifer King.
Gas is $4.05 a gallon this morning, down 16 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.